Namaste. So we speak about these three levels of change and how it operates. So the first change that will take place in Sri Aurobindo's yoga is a change of consciousness. This is the fundamental thing. Change of consciousness means a shift from the ego to the divine. That's the fundamental change. Means it will be impossible for us to act from any selfish motive. It will just be impossible because that thing is gone completely. So everything that one will do, however ignorantly, the motive will be to serve the divine. So this will be a shift. Of course, it will be in ignorance. You may think you are serving the divine, but you may, you know, be creating obstacles because of the limitations of nature. But at least there will be a shift and a genuine shift. Then with the change of consciousness, this constant, the first thing indispensable is to realize the divine within. So our soul will be freed. This is the first fundamental step. It will be constantly know itself as a portion and part and parcel of the divine mother. Then next, the working, normally in us, the lower nature is operating. Instead of that, the divine Shakti will start operating within us. So there is a change in stand within, the motive power within. There is a change inside of a fundamental identity. Then the consciousness that begins to operate in us begins to change. Ordinarily, it is the ignorant lower nature that works within us. Then in place of it, the divine Shakti, which is omniscient and omnipotent, that will start working in us. So that's called nature. Nature is the executing power. Now that executing power is no more the lower nature, but the divine mother. Now what is the difference? So normally lower nature operates within a certain range, which is all right for us. So there are many things which are hidden inside, we don't know, subconscious regions. There are many things in the subliminal. It's an ignorant nature, so it creates boundaries. So one never knows what is going on inside. One never knows what is hidden below. One never knows what is hidden above. But because now the divine supernature, the divine Shakti will start acting, so all these layers will begin to open up. So one will begin to become aware of one's own hidden motives. Normally if you ask a human being, people don't know their hidden motives. They don't understand the play of forces. They always think, I'm doing everything with a good motive. Everybody is a good guy. But because she will lay bare what is hidden inside, the mind will know what is little that thing inside, which is taken an ignorant movement. This is what mother speaks of becoming conscious, becoming sincere. The heart will know that behind its movement of love, there is this little thing hiding inside. The life will know that behind its actions, there is this little thing hiding inside. Nothing can remain hidden. And then the subconscious terrain will open. So many of the things which were buried inside will begin to come up, surface. And then the superconscious will open. So consistent with that, there will be a much greater help which will also come. A greater love, greater grace, opening to grace, a greater light, it will start pouring in. So when this happens, the whole nature will be in a state of topsy-turvy because it's used to the old operating system. Now the new operating system will start. So it's like when, you know, a manager has been running the show for a long time and suddenly the owner comes. So manager has only heard about the owner. So he knows that, you know, the pay comes from there. And it distributes, it keeps some to itself and it does all kinds of things. One day the owner walks in. Now imagine the scenario. The manager doesn't even know, he has never seen the owner. And then he is partly convinced that he is the owner. But now what happens? He has created a mess. Now he starts covering up. All my, you know, registers, they are all false. Everything is false. I was charging more money. I was keeping to myself. I was not really giving to the owner his due. Now owner will start taking you. Now there is a play which starts. So what will happen? The settled, disorderly order of things, it will change. Normally what we call as order is a disorder. You won't realize it. Like people tell lies, they take it as a way of life. People don't even think that I am telling a lie. Now suddenly, something within us will expose, oh, you are telling a lie. The owner is telling us, Mr. Manager, you are not doing a good job. So there will be a tussle, a struggle, a conflict. This is a process which can be very long. It is a real battle inside. And that's why this yoga, not everybody can undertake. You have to be ready to become more and more sincere. So what do we have to do? We don't have to get disheartened. Suddenly we'll see all these things and we'll say, oh my God, I am so horrible. I thought I am a very good guy. You'll begin to see, subconscious will come up. You never knew that you can be angry prone and anger will come up. Greed will come up, lust will come up. So what to do? The process is the same. Because the divine Shakti is working, they are coming up. And she only knows how to resolve it. So you have to keep on offering. What is not to be done is to hide. And say, no, mother, tell her, keep telling her, this is coming up in me, with a will to change. So she will start acting upon, till the entire field of nature is cleared, and the divine Shakti can now pour more and more freely. But then comes the third problem, and the third problem is the instrument. Instrument means the brain, the heart. So when the divine Shakti pours in a greater love, the heart begins to beat faster. Brain, when she pours too much of light, the brain becomes blank, fuse. It doesn't know. Because it cannot take in that load, it becomes too heated up, so to say. As it comes into the lower ranges, the organs don't understand that this is a divine Shakti working, so they react in the old animal ways. The body can, you know, it may go into a state of either fatigue or sudden states where it because it doesn't know what is happening inside. So, but if we continue with the process with full faith and surrender and offering, then slowly we will see that she will start tuning in. So the brain will start undergoing a change little by little. So what was not clear initially begins to become clear. The heart will become quieter. It will no more be like dhar 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 dhar, because you know it cannot. It doesn't know how to respond. Its method is old. The lower reaches, which were reacting with lot of restlessness, suddenly they become quiet, wide, and strong. And then the body itself begins to be able to receive the force endlessly. Otherwise, there is a phase when the body itself begins to break up. It, you know, a lot of aches, pains may come up. So this is the process where the change starts from within outwards and from above downwards. Within outward means first the soul is freed. It is conscious of the divine, lives in the divine. This is the first indispensable basis. The second is the field of working of the nature begins to change because a new force begins to enter and starts its working. It means upsetting of the old world order, pushing us out of our comfort zones, creating a state of internal conflict because what we thought as natural, we realize is not no more natural. Something within us will know. Without reading a book, this is not the right... we thought it's natural and it's not natural. And then eventually, the very instruments will begin to change. There will be pressure on these instruments. And it's a long process because obviously millions of years through which this tuning has taken place. It has to be untuned and retuned. So what helps in all this long process? One is faith and surrender. Second is the quieter we are, the better it is. Because then the working can be much easier and faster. If you are constantly restless, impatient, it is not a yoga like other that you have some experience and you say, wow. Because the change is a long, long process. So we have to constantly support it with the firm foundation of peace. Then only the working can take place over a... I mean, in any case, it will take place. But it will be less turbulent and the journey will be smoother and safer. Namaste.